Hey guys, what is going on? Cameron here with the Lawn Care Life in Missouri. Cruising down my little gravel road here. About to hit the blacktop and head to the first job for the day. And just thought I'd hop on here, create a little episode for you guys. If you're new to the podcast, my name's Cameron. I run a lawn care business here in Missouri. And just try to hop on here every morning and just share a little bit of what's going on, the story, the journey, and maybe some things that I'm struggling with, some things that I'm dealing with, or maybe some wins along the way. So cruising to town this morning, I'm going to hop on that job that I've been on for several days now. I think this makes day, three or four? Just kind of hit it in sections, you know, a couple hours here, 5 or 6 hours here, and 4 or 5 hours there. And so I should be finishing it up today. So that's exciting, man. I'm hoping everything goes as planned, and as long as we don't have any issues with the equipment or whatever, I should get it done fairly early today. So getting out early at 7:15 this morning, getting out, and I'm heading to the job. Hold on 1 second, guys. My throat, man, from doing all this overgrown stuff. I wear a respirator, and even then, just having it on my clothes and my hat and stuff like that, it just really gets me stopped up. So hold on 1 second. Let me get some water real quick. I'll probably have to do that several times throughout the podcast because I'm, you guys know how it is, man. It's dry, dusty. This stuff is like head high, a lot of it. So, you know, all the pollen, all the seeds, all the stuff flying off of there when you're going through it, the dust. It stirs it all up, and you can wear a mask, but you're still going to get a little bit of that on you. So anyways, I better go to the gas station this morning and fill up the Ventrac and this other gas can just to have it on hand. But other than that, I'm going to get started early and get into it. It looks like it kind of showered overnight. I don't know if we had a really heavy dew. Or just looks like probably maybe some dense fog overnight. This morning, man, it's 63 degrees. It's supposed to get up to like 78 today. The weather's been perfect for this job, man. It's been so nice. So last year I did the same job and I tackled it about the same time. It was actually maybe a week or I should say maybe about a week later. It could have been the same week last year, but either way, last year, man, it was cold, it was icy, snowing, and I was bundled up, and this year I'm like sweating out there. So it's nice to have the warmer weather, especially on a job this big. When you're on a job that takes you like 30 hours to complete and it's cold, it's, man, it can get very, very challenging. But this year it's so nice. It's been so nice. So I'm very, very thankful for the nice weather. And just thankful that the machine's been going good. It's been running smooth, and I'm really knocking it out. I mean, everything's going as planned, you know. So thankful for that. But the only thing I have left, and I say the only thing, but it doesn't sound like much. But when you get into it, it just takes a while, just because it's a little bit more detailed. So what I've been doing kind of the back and forth on the big hillside, and try to knock out like the big chunk of it. And then now I'm kind of going back doing the detail work, like the perimeter, you know, along the ditches, along the perimeter of the property, along the road. And so I've got a strip, it's probably 30 to 40 feet wide, but it's probably a quarter of a mile long. And I got to do that strip out by the road that I left on like the second day, because I did the big hillside. And then when I would go to turn around down by the road at the very bottom of the hill, I stayed like 20, 30, 40 feet away from the road the whole time, because the closer you get to the road, there's more washed out areas, and it just takes so much time to kind of navigate around those washed out areas and trying to not get high centered, trying not to fall off in the holes, and just trying to get turned around in the middle of that. It's just tough. It just takes a lot of time. It's very time consuming because you can't really see what's underneath because the growth is so tall. And so I just left that little section it's not little, but it sounds kind of little, you know, 40 feet wide by about a quarter of a mile long. But I left that section by the road, and it kind of flattens out, and then it's steep again in some areas once you, like, get up close to the road. So it's a little challenging. It's a little difficult. You got to really watch and be careful. You end up in the wrong spot and getting yourself in a mess. So hold on one second here. This, I don't know what's going on. Okay. So that's what's going on, you know. I have to get down there by the road to clear that out, finish it all off. And then on top of that, I've been videoing this whole thing. So every time I've done this job, I've videoed a little bit. And so that takes a little longer too. So you'll hop off the vent track, you'll move the camera around, you set it back up. You guys that video, you know, your work or whatever, you guys know how it is. But anyways, gonna get that job hopefully knocked out today. And then I've got to get back with a few customers I just got. So if you guys are listening to this live, yesterday I had a piece of equipment show up to my dealer. And if you went over to my YouTube, or I'm sorry, my Facebook and my Instagram pages, then you probably saw the pictures, the videos, all that stuff. But if you didn't, and maybe you're listening to this for the first time or whatever, I ended up getting a U-mount blower. So I bought a 7-horsepower U-mount blower a couple of years ago, and I liked it so much, man, I used it like on every job. Every job, last couple of years, when I did leaves, I would load that thing up, and then I would load that U-mount blower up, and after I would load it up, I would take it out there on every single job and blow those leaves around, either blow them to the curb or blow them out of the wood so I can mulch them, just whatever. And so, yeah, it was a good investment for me, and I've got a lot of use out of it. But that's the good news. But the bad news is, as soon as I bought that thing, they came out with a new blower. They came out with a 14 horsepower, double the size of mine. It goes from, like, I think my 7-horsepower is like 2200 CFM, which is a lot. It's a whole lot better than carrying a backpack blower around all day long. You can just, you know, ride on the mower, go back and forth, blow it all off, whatever. But this new one, the 14 horsepower, it is 4,300 CFM. So a lot of power there. Should move leaves pretty easy. So I'm going to be using that this year. I didn't buy the U-mount blower, the 14 horsepower. This new one that I've got, the U-mount actually sent it to me. And so they sent it to my dealer. Easier to kind of ship that way, freight. Hold on one more second. Got to get a drink again. So they shipped that blower freight and shipped it to my dealer along with several other parts. I can't remember what all they shipped with it to my dealer, but the distributor or whatever sent it to my dealer. I went and picked it up yesterday, and it was like perfect, man. It was like in the guy's truck, strapped down on a pallet, sitting upright, so we didn't have to assemble anything. We didn't have to put it all together, because when I bought my first U-mount blower, the 7-horsepower, a couple of years ago, man, I had to put that thing together. I mean, it wasn't a big deal. It was like the dolly, you had to put the wheels together. I think you might have had to put the little mounting bracket on. I can't remember now. It's been too long. But I put the tube on there, just things like that. I mean, it wasn't a huge ordeal, but when it comes shipped like it did yesterday, they basically had it strapped down with a massive strap to a pallet, very, very small pallet, like a half a pallet. Had that U-mount blower on there. So the U-mount blower comes with a little dolly, a little blower carrier, and you set that thing on there, and that's how you like move it around and stuff. Then it has two handles on both sides, well, a handle on each side, And this is a two-person team, so you got to have two people to put this thing on there because it's so big. So two people, one on one side, one on the other side of the blower. They grab the handles. You lift it up. Lift it onto the little mounting bracket. And you're in business, man. You're ready to go. So really cool, awesome blower. I haven't started it up yet. I basically just put it on the ZXT when I went to the dealer yesterday. And I loaded it back on the trailer. And then after that, I took it down to my shop, put it away in the shop, and then I got back on the Ventrac job. So I'm hoping if I finish the job early enough today on the Ventrac work, I can get a hold of a couple more people, call them back, make some phone calls, and then I can try the U-mount blower out. That's the game plan. So we'll see. We'll see if I have time or whatever, but I'd like to try it out and like to, see how it does. So that is the game plan for today. But other than that, man, just trying to get through it. I'll be heading out of town on Friday, be gone the weekend, doing some deer hunting. So trying to get it all in, man. Trying to get everything in that I need to get done before I head out. And then, like I said, in the previous podcast, there's this tree industry, what I call it? I don't even know what I call it now. Tree climbing industry expo. I may or may not go to that into next week. We'll see. So that's what's on the schedule for today. I'll keep you guys updated, let you guys know how it goes, let you guys know that I finished it up or whatever. And so, yeah, that's all I got going on for today, man. Went by my dealer yesterday. He was pretty busy. He had several Gravely mowers in there he was messing with and fixing up and all that. A couple of lawn care guys were in there kind of getting their equipment fixed up and ready to go for leaf season. So he was doing that, and seems like he's carrying a lot more stuff in there. He's got the DR trimmer stuff. I've noticed he's got a lot of that. And the lady in there that runs the show, she was asking me about the Gravely. I guess Gravely has a new skid steer, is that right? And I can't remember, Axis or Atlas or Attis, or I don't remember the name of it now, but she was telling me about it. And she was wanting to know if she thought anyone would be interested if they bought one. And they got a guy that's kind of wanting one, but these things are like 30-something thousand. So you got to make sure that the unit's sold before you go and order, because you got to order two at a time. So basically $60,000 worth of equipment they'd have to order. But she thinks she has one sold already, which would be nice. To have one already sold, and then she can hopefully sell the other one. But she was just asking me about the Gravely skid steer. It's a mini skid is what it is. I didn't check them out at Equip Expo. I'm assuming they were there, but I didn't check them out. But I know Skag has the Mini X. I know Gravely has the Mini X now. And just kind of wondered if you guys have maybe checked that out and what you think of it. Shoot me a message if you did check it out at Equip Expo. Let me know what you think. But the lady there at the dealer, man, she was just wanting to know if I thought anyone would be interested in like buying one of those machines. And we kind of talked about it. It's like, hey, if you order the two machines and let's say the one guy buys it and the other one's kind of sitting around for a while, I was asking her about what if they bought it and just rented it out? You know, you can rent that thing out. There's always all the equipment rental places here in town. They always are like, all the equipment's always rented out. I'm going past the place right here. Let's see, where are they at exactly? They may have moved, but there was an equipment rental place right over here. I think they've actually moved. So I was going to see how much equipment they had sitting out there. But anyways, you know, they are $30,000, I believe. And if you could get one of those things and buy it and just rent it out, and let's say you rent it out for $300 a day for like a bucket and a skid steer, you know, a mini skid and a bucket, like the equipment and then an attachment. If you could rent that out for like $300 a day, and say you rent it out, even if it's like twice a week, you know, $600. If you rent it out for just two times in 1 week, you would basically make your payment. You'd basically make your monthly payment for that month just by renting it out a couple times a week. And so if you could keep that thing busy, even if you rented it out just two times, let's just say two times a week, and you rent it out for eight times in a month, you know, $2,400 a month is what you can make, you know, just renting it out just a handful of times. So I don't know, it may be worth it for them to buy one and try to rent one out. I don't know. So they've never rented any equipment like that, but I can see where if it's new, probably wouldn't give them any issues for a while, probably hold up for a little while. Now when it gets a little older, you may have to swap that unit out for a newer one. But either way, I think you could probably pay for the machine pretty quick and make a little profit. Not like they're trying to get rich off this one piece of equipment, but if it could get more people in the door, get more people attracted to their business, help more people out, more lawn care guys out by just renting a piece of equipment out, I don't know, I think it's a cool deal. It'd be a cool deal. So we'll see. I'll keep you guys updated, see if they end up doing that. I don't know how serious they are with that, if it's something they're like real serious about, or if it's like just something she's kicking the idea around on right now. But it'd be cool, man. It'd be cool to go in there and be able to rent a skid steer or a mini skid for the day, you know, because I do a lot of business with them. I'm always in and out of there, so it would be convenient for me to just swing by there, pick it up. It's just some of these other rental places, they're not the easiest to get in and out of, and they're always congested and busy. So I could just drop in there, pick up a mini skid, and just take off. I don't know, something to think about. There's actually guys around here that are buying dump trailers, and they're renting the dump trailers out. I don't know if that's a thing in your area, but dumpster rental. They'll come and deliver the dumpster, park it at your house. I'm assuming lock it up probably, so it doesn't get stolen and somebody takes off with it. But you'd probably have to figure all that out. But they'll bring it to your place and they'll drop it off, and then you can just fill that sucker up. And once you fill it up, I guess they come pick it up and dump it. So anyways, just another way to make some money, you know, if it's something that maybe you're wanting to make a little side income. All kinds of different ways to make a dollar, man. It's just like crazy. There's so many different ways to make some money. So we'll see what I'm doing here. I'm going to attempt to fill this Ventrac up real quick. Hold on, guys. Got to get out real quick. Fill this Ventrac up. Be right back. All right, guys. Back in the saddle here. Try to get out of this gas station, man. So I've switched gas stations up. It's the one I've been going to. Man, it's just, it is a pain in the tail, and it's just a mess, man. It's a mess going there. It's a mess trying to get in and out of there. There's people that fly in there, and they're ready to get to work, and just, it's just an awful experience. So I quit going to the gas station that I was going to years ago. this gas station that I'm at today. Years ago, I came here all the time because it was nice, easy in and out. Not too bad anyways. Fairly close to the house. But they closed down. They closed this gas station down for like a whole year. And then they renovated it. Somebody else bought it, opened it back up, made it a little nicer. And they're back open. So I'm able to go by here and get some gas here. So I don't know. It's not as busy. Of an area, so I can kind of cruise in here. I got this big long trailer, man. All these gas stations are just hard to get in and out of with this 22-foot trailer plus this big ton truck. It's not much room to move around. All these gas stations are made for these little tiny cars. But anyways, man, I wanted to talk to you guys about, I've been talking for like 20 minutes now and haven't even got on the subject where that I was thinking of this morning, but I don't know, man. It happens every year, and I get a little frustrated by it when it happens, but I know that it's going to happen every year, so I don't know why I get frustrated. I guess because I care about the industry. I care about what, you know, the way people kind of do things and all that stuff. It's just one of those things where I don't want the industry getting diluted. I don't want it getting watered down. I don't want all this, you know, some of these companies getting in here and just making it where it's just, I don't know, it's not enjoyable. So my whole thing is, every time I go to Equip Expo, years ago when I went to GIE, it always happens every year. And now it's happening on social media, since social media is kind of a thing now. It's not only happening, you know, in person at these events or at the dealerships or wherever you go, but anytime you go anywhere, like if it's a dealership, if it is a, if it's a dealership, if it's an event like Equip Expo, or if it's on social media, man, it's like the last thing I want to see is brands like bashing other brands. And right now, I've seen a lot of that. And most of the time, it's like you go to a dealership and somebody's selling one brand and they bash another brand, you know. It's like, just sell your brand and don't worry about the other brand. That's the way I look at it. If you have a good product, people are going to buy it. It doesn't matter about the competition. You know, people always talk about competition in lawn care. And I don't know, for the longest time, man, I just never thought there was any competition, because I thought if I could be nicer than the other lawn care guy, if I can do decent work, if I can be polite and respectful and take care of a customer's property, then there's not really any competition. So I don't know, growing up, I just never thought there was much competition, because I thought there's, you know, you find your worth in Christ, you know who you are in Christ, then you don't really have to worry about competition, if that makes sense, because you're unique. God's made you, created you a certain way. And, you know, I think everybody has a gift, and, you know, mine may be a little different than yours, and yours probably different than the next person, but, we all contribute and we all do the best we can, and you don't have to really worry about competition. As long as you are who God made you to be, then you don't have to worry like 1 minute about competition, what everybody else is doing, what everybody else is saying, all this stuff. Like in your lawn care business, if you're running a lawn care business, you don't have to worry about the other guys. You don't have to worry about the guys that are undercutting. You know, that was kind of a thing way back when I first started. People were talking about, oh, there's guys coming here undercutting and all this stuff. I'm like, so what? If they want to go in there and undercut, that's fine, you know. Same thing with the big crews. It's like, oh, this guy, he's buying all these companies, smaller companies. That's cool. That's what he wants to do, you know. But anyways, kind of getting off the subject here, but just like lawn care, landscaping business, you shouldn't worry about competition. Just do your own thing, run your own race, and be the best that you can be. Now, if somebody's talking bad about you and bad-mouthing you and saying how terrible your business is, now that's one thing. But for you just to go out there and just start bashing people, man, it's just, I don't know. There's these brands right now that you'll go to the dealership and they'll be carrying one brand, they'll bash another brand, Then you go to Equip Expo, it's the same thing. It's like everyone thinks they have the best brand. I've not found one brand that is the best. I mean, there's some good ones, there's some okay ones, but as far as being the best, I haven't found a brand that's like the best. Like, it's the best cut, the best ride, the best price, the best service, the best quality. Like, all these things come into consideration when buying a piece of equipment. And I haven't found one piece of equipment yet that is the best. So, you know, when you're going to Equip Expo and they're saying, oh, this is the best, this other brand's cheap, it's junk, it's not made well, it won't hold up, it, mine does this and that one doesn't do that. And, you know, when you hear all these things and people start bashing the other brands, it's just a big turnoff. And I kind of made a post about that yesterday, about as a consumer, when brands start bashing other brands, it's just a huge turnoff. And it doesn't want me to, it doesn't, I don't know, when I hear that, it doesn't make me want to go out and buy from that brand. If I hear all this stuff, you know, like this brand this, this brand that, whenever I hear that, I don't want to go out and buy from that brand. So I've heard some of those things here lately on social media. And there's one brand in particular that all they are doing right now is just bashing other brands. And it's just like, I don't understand why they're doing it. I just don't get it, man. It's not something they've done in the past. It's something they just started doing. Several people have like reached out to me and said, "Hey, I've learned that they have some new marketing things that they're doing." And I'm like, "Yeah, obviously, because all this stuff that they're doing right now, they never did that years ago. They never did that 6 months ago. But all of a sudden now, they're starting to make posts online that is really bashing other brands and really talking negative about other brands. And I just don't like it at all, man. It's not something that I like to see. It's not something that I like to listen to. So it's just very unfortunate, man. Just very unfortunate. You know, you guys may have seen similar things on social media, and I don't know, maybe you think it's okay, but as far as, you know, my perspective or whatever, if I'm going to buy something and I'm looking to buy from a company, I don't want to hear them bad mouthing or bashing other brands. So that's just the way I look at it. But enough about that. That's just what I wanted to kind of chat about today and talk about. But what do you guys think, you know, when you're going to buy a different piece of equipment, what's something that you really look at when buying, you know? What's something that you really focus on? Do you focus on the dealer support, customer support, the brand, like their culture? That's one of the things that kind of drives, I think, more and more so now than ever before, is this the culture around a brand. I think it's because everything going on in the world, everything going on in society today, we're more driven now to culture than ever before. Like, culture was a thing, you know, for a few brands like Apple, just, you know, a few brands, they did really well with just culture and branding and getting that message out there. But now it's like all these different brands are going all these different directions, and they're trying to build culture, and it's kind of backfiring for a lot of them. Some of them it's working really well, but others it's kind of backfiring on. And so I'm just seeing a lot of that right now, seeing a lot of these brands trying to build their culture. And I don't know, man, I just don't like it. Don't like it at all on what some of these brands are doing. So just thought I'd share that with you guys. On, you know, social media, it just looks like there's a lot of bashing going on right now. And I hope it doesn't turn into that. So here's my deal. It's kind of like the whole Echo thing. Whenever they made their post, I don't know, it's been a couple of months ago now. It's like, if we allow things like that in our industry, then that's what you're going to see. And that's not what I want to see as far as the whole industry goes. You know, I don't want to see people bad-mouthing, bashing, making fun of people that have mental challenges, you know, and mental problems. I don't want to see people bashing other brands, you know, because of the way they build their brand. I mean, like, that would be like me going to Aaron Sutter and being like, Aaron, man, this, or talking about Aaron, you know, just like, oh my gosh, did you see that, how that guy power rakes? You know, why would you hire him, man? I can power rake a whole lot better than Aaron. Or going up to Phil saying, why would you watch Phil's Overgrown Channels, man? I mean, he don't even know how to mow straight. He can't even cut the grass right, you know. He's not double cutting it, or not triple cutting it, or not bagging it correctly, or, you know, just something dumb like that. Or going up to Tony and saying, hey, this guy, you know, watching Tony's content and be like, man, this guy, he doesn't even know what he's doing out here. He's got this Skag Liberty Z, you know, and he's got this Surfer Pro, and he don't even know how to run these mowers. It's just something dumb like that, man. It's uncalled for. And if we did that to each other, then what type of community would we have, you know? And I just feel like, as someone that tries to get out there and try all the brands, I'm not like into any one brand. I'll try anything out as long as it's going to make me some money and allow me to be more efficient, more profitable. I'll try any brand. I don't care what brand it is. Other than these brands that have kind of rubbed me the wrong way by just their culture and what they're doing, I don't want to support a company like that. That's just all there is to it. I work hard for my money, and I work long hours, long days. I spend a lot of time away from my family, and that money that I spend, I want it to be worth it. You know, I want it, my money to be worth it, and be able to spend my money, you know, and put my money in a company that he just about took me out here. Oh man. But anyways, I'm here at the parking lot, and a big utility truck came in here and pulled around and turned around and about took out my trailer. So anyways, back on the subject here, I want to support a company that has the same similar values that I have. You know, I don't want to support a company that's totally against or totally for everything I'm against. Does that make sense? So anyways, I just think more than ever before, man, we need to be like cautious, careful, and we need to, I think we need to hold these brands accountable. Like I said, if not, everything will get watered down. Everything will get, stirred up, and it won't be the lawn care community that we once knew. I think you guys have kind of seen that in certain areas on social media and content creators, because you guys have reached out to me and you've said these things. So you guys know what's going on. You see what's going on, and you see what people are doing, what brands are doing, what they're for, really what they're about, and what they're in it, you know, for. And you guys can see that. You guys can see that clearly. So just seeing these brands do this just kind of turns me the wrong way, and just it's more the same, you know, more the same of what you guys are seeing from content creators and other brands and things like that. So anyways, just thought I'd share that with you guys. I'm here in the parking lot. People are rolling in now. It's 7:50. I gotta get rolling. So hopefully I get this done by noon. We'll see how it goes. It's kind of cloudy, really cloudy here. So hoping we don't get any rain, hoping I stay dry. So pray for that if you're listening to this live. But anyways, enjoy you guys. I appreciate you guys. Thanks for tuning in to another episode, man. I'll try to get back on a kind of regular routine and share with you guys what's going on. Just give you something to listen to, man, while you're out working hard. I know you guys are out doing the same thing. You're working hard, you're sweating, you're getting dusty this time of year. Maybe you're freezing your tail off if you're up north or in some cooler areas. But I know you guys are probably working hard. You're probably spending time away from family, and you're probably trying to put food on the table. So just putting some content out there for you guys to kind of listen to, and maybe it'll make your day go by a little better, a little smoother, And yeah, just get you to thinking about things. So I'm out of here. I got a lot to tackle, and I'll catch you tomorrow and get you updated on what happened for today. So catch you guys next time. I'm Cameron with the Lawn Care Life in Missouri. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good day. And as always, hey, God provides.